There was a question recently asked in Halakha. The question was as follows, which is quite possible to happen. The fellow was eating on Leil Shabbat in Sauda with his family. As we know, by the end of the week, people are exhausted, they're tired. In the middle of the Sauda, he put his head down on the table, he fell asleep, he dozed off a little. And then, of course, they wake him up to make Birkat HaMazon, and he wants to continue eating. So his question was, since he fell asleep in the middle of the Sauda, is that considered a hifsik? And now he might have to make new blessings. So Maran, in Kuf Ayin Het, discusses this exact case. When he writes, in Halakha Zayin, Adam, שישן בתוך סעודתו שינת ערי לא הווה הפסק. If he sleeps a temporary sleep during the סעודה, it's not considered a הפסק. Question is, what is considered temporary? So Halakha defines as follows. As long as he's sitting in his chair, that's temporary. Because people normally, when they sleep, a regular sleep, they lie down. This is a nap, a cat nap as they call it. So even though he sits at the table with his head down for 20 minutes, a half hour, whatever it may be, doesn't matter. When he gets up, cleans his eyes, and he continue eating without a beracha. However, if let's say he slept on the couch, he got up, moved to the couch and lie down for a little while. Then the halakha says, once he sleeps for more than the time it takes to walk 100 amot, 100 amot is not a lot, it's about 200 feet. The halakha, the poskim say it's about a minute. Even if he lie down on the couch and fell asleep for a minute, that's considered shinat keva, and therefore when he goes back, he has to make new berachot again. Even though, he didn't say he has to make kiddush. He has to make new berachot, meaning hamotzi, if he's having bread, or if he was having mezonot, he has to make another mezonot, or adam, whatever he was doing until that point is deleted, and he has to start again. But it should be noted that if a person made netilat yadayim and washed for bread, even if he sleeps temporarily at the table, when he gets up, he has to wash his hands again without a beracha. Just because he slept. But it doesn't delete his blessings of Hamotzi and all the others. Just that when you sleep, you have to wash your hands when you wake up. So the deen says he would wash his hands without a beracha.